You know, now that the CDC has reversed its position on just about every pillar of the COVID theater, there's a huge question here. What about all the people who were fired from their jobs because they refused to go along with the nonsense that the CDC has now backed away from? Because the CDC now says that vaccinated people and unvaccinated people have the exact same guidance, no difference between them, which means they can all work together now. So there's no longer any justification for firing people for not being vaccinated or causing them or forcing them to quit. What about there's no more social distancing under the CDC's new guidelines. So what about people who refuse to go along with that, or people who refuse to wear a mask, or people who didn't want to be tested all the time? Because the CDC now says there shouldn't be any testing of asymptomatic patients anymore, because that's nonsense. It's stupid to test people who aren't sick. We knew that this entire time. We've been saying that in the independent media. But if you said this, if you were a doctor or a nurse, you were fired. Shouldn't all those people get their jobs back? What about all the soldiers? What about the people working for the United States Postal Service or any corporation that fired people for not being vaccinated, not wearing masks, not social distancing? And what about all the people who were banned off of social media or YouTube or whatever the case may be? If they were banned, shouldn't they be reinstated? Because frankly, they were banned for saying the exact same thing that the CDC is now saying. Is it just okay because the CDC says it now? Or is it more like, well, the CDC is finally coming around to the truth that we, the people, knew this entire time? And what about America's frontline doctors? Isn't there some kind of a national apology owed to America's frontline doctors and people like the late Dr. Zev Zelenko, who fought for this the entire time? Shouldn't there be an apology to Dr. Peter McCullough and all the others who have spoken out against the CDC's nonsense this entire time? Because the CDC has been junk science from day one. No legitimate science whatsoever, just total junk. They fabricated their rules. They didn't have any evidence to back it up. They faked it, and they caused unnecessary panic. They caused economic destruction. They caused children to grow up without sufficient social interactions. They caused schools to shut down. Children lost a year or two of school. I mean, this destroyed families and small businesses and local economies and so much more. And it caused disruptions in the supply chain. It caused food factories to shut down. The effects of this are going to be felt for years to come. The amount of damage that the CDC has done to the economy, and not alone, but also with Fauci, for example, or with the FDA, or with the complicit big pharma-controlled media, and others, Dr. Birx, you know, Walensky. Of course, she's at the head of the CDC, but you get my point. This was a tag team medical terrorism effort by all of these people who successfully destroyed a very significant percentage of America's economy, and they destroyed freedoms of the American people. And where is the apology for these people? Where is the apology? Because, you know, obviously we're not going to see an apology at all. We're just supposed to pretend that this never happened. That, oh, never mind. You know what? Really? 2.5 years of medical martial law and terrorism and vaccine coercion and economic collapse and people being ostracized by their friends and family members and co-workers, people losing their jobs. The economic damage is unfathomable. And we're supposed to just say, oh, okay, you're bad. Sorry, let's just go back to normal now. No. The CDC should be investigated for its criminal conspiracy, this crime against humanity that the CDC carried out. And people like Walensky and Fauci and so many others, they engineered it, they went along with it, and they are guilty. They need to be arrested and prosecuted and investigated. They need to testify for the damage that they caused to the entire world. And it's beyond the United States, because so many other countries follow the United States with their own medical policies. So the U.S. had an impact on a global scale that was incredibly devastating, and it was never rooted in science. It was always fraud. Well, who's going to pay for this fraud? Who's going to compensate the victims? who lost their livelihoods, their businesses, their childhoods, or their lives in many cases. Who's going to compensate them? So the CDC just admitted they were wrong. The CDC just admitted they lied the entire time. The CDC just admitted that we and the independent media and people like you, that we were right the entire time. Think about that. Just goes to show you, when you know you're right, when you've done the research and you've come to the correct conclusion, and that conclusion is in alignment with your core principles of health freedom, medical choice, all these things, stick to your guns, folks. I mean, metaphorically speaking, stick to your positions, because eventually the world will come around to those of us who have been correct. We could have saved the world all this trouble for 2.5 years if the CDC had just stopped lying on day one, or if we had not listened to the CDC, or if big tech had stopped censoring anyone who questioned the CDC. This proves that so-called health authorities have no authority at all. This proves that when big tech or Wikipedia defers to the, quote, authority of health officials, that that's nonsense. Health officials are the worst liars of all. It was we the people who knew the truth from day one. It was the independent media, alternative media, America's frontline doctors. It was the outspoken doctors, the renegades of society. People like you, probably. We were right the entire time. And now the CDC slowly admits it. Well, we're still waiting for an apology. We might be waiting forever for that. It's probably not coming. But you and I know that we had it right from the very beginning. And that if people had listened to us more instead of the CDC, we could have saved even more lives. That's the sad part in all of this. How many people are dead? They cannot be brought back. And they're dead because of the CDC and big tech and big media and big pharma and big government. The answer to that question, how many people are going to die from this overall over the next decade? Yeah, it's probably over 1 billion people. Those deaths, that blood is on the hands of people like Walensky, Fauci, Birx, and so many others at the CDC, FDA, the White House, you name it. They have blood on their hands. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more of my podcast, I'm at brightian.com. Health Ranger Report is my channel. My website is naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.